And earlier this week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said President Trump was not above the law and that he would be held accountable after the White House refused to cooperate with the House impeachment inquiry. Pelosi is at the center of the political drama that's currently playing out over allegations that the president used his position to pressure a foreign leader for dirt on a political opponent. As Marissa Lagos from member station KQED reports, the San Francisco Democrat's role is no surprise to people who know her.
Before she was second in line to the presidency, before she was one of the most recognizable political figures in the country, Nancy Pelosi learned how to cut deals and keep friends at the knee of her father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., a congressman and mayor of Baltimore.
She was born into this very politically operational family, and she's always been that way. That's why she's risen to the heights she's risen to.
Former San Francisco Chronicle reporter Mark Sandalo wrote a biography on Pelosi. He and others say in some ways, Pelosi's whole life and career have been in preparation for this moment, a confrontation with a bombastic president over allegations of corruption. Those allegations came to light because of a whistleblower complaint made possible by a law she helped write as a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Sandalo notes Pelosi has been receiving high-level intelligence briefings for a quarter century.
Pelosi can certainly run rings around the president when it comes to understanding, you know, the ways in which intelligence works in Washington, and that's got to be an advantage in this fight.
To the chagrin of many on the left, the speaker has taken a long time to get here on impeachment. And even though she represents one of the most liberal districts in the nation, Pelosi waited until the most moderate members of her caucus were on board.
What is so remarkable about Nancy Pelosi is her grit.
San Mateo Congresswoman Jackie Speier came out for impeachment this spring, but says it makes sense that Pelosi waited. That's because Democrats who prevailed in swing districts in 2018 tipped the scales for Democrats in the House. Without them, Pelosi wouldn't be Speaker.
She has taken a lot of slings and arrows from our very progressive Bay Area for over a year now. And she's held the line because she instinctively knew that she had to get to a position where it wasn't just 50 or 100 or 150 members supporting impeachment.
That number now stands at more than 200. Pelosi's daughter, Christine Pelosi, says her mom understands the value of consensus. One reason she's kept control of the fractious Democratic caucus for a staggering 17 years.
And even when she's not whipping a vote, she's always counting. And she has to make sure that people are ready to go when they're ready to go. Because she's liberal, she knows the value of people being able to move out in front of her.
That was the case here when Pelosi waited until an avalanche of support for impeachment erupted from the more centrist factions of her caucus. That included seven members with national security backgrounds who laid out the case for impeachment in an op-ed. Sandalo says that seemed to change the winds.
Nancy Pelosi is very pragmatic. She would not go forward with this unless she had a firm belief that there was evidence existing to impeach the president, unless she thought there were Democratic votes behind her to impeach the president.
That may be true, says Republican National Committee woman Harmeet Dillon. But Dillon, a San Francisco lawyer, still thinks Pelosi made a huge mistake by backing impeachment. Until now, Dillon says, she's been impressed by Pelosi's ability to curb what Dillon calls a purely partisan effort.
I think that the way that she sort of quickly flipped into pro-impeachment on the word of Adam Schiff selling her and her party a bill of goods was a foolish and catastrophic mistake that I think she's going to regret.
Dillon is referring to Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a Los Angeles Democrat who Dillon and other Republicans see as among the far-left members driving impeachment. She says the impeachment inquiry is coming at the cost of Democrats' political and policy agenda.
All of the things that they care about have been left by the wayside in this partisan witch hunt, and I think that has been a big political mistake, possibly the biggest political mistake I've seen Nancy Pelosi make in the close to 20 years I've been here in the Bay Area as a Republican.
Dillon says she hopes Pelosi pushes the entire House to take an impeachment vote in the coming months. She's betting it will be a bad move for Democratic members who won swing districts in 2018. But Christine Pelosi argues that her mother excels at chaotic times like this, and not just because of her decades in politics, but because of lessons learned while raising five children born within 6 years of one another.
The more wild and frenetic things get around her, the calmer she is.
And Nancy Pelosi may need that serenity in the months ahead. For Here and Now, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.